As we move closer to the middle part of the legislative session this year, a bill that I think is soon to come up in the Education Committee for you, if it hasn't already, is Senate Bill 609. We've heard of health savings accounts, and this would be an education savings account.
Yes, it's Senate Bill 609. It actually, we had the hearing this week on 609, and I thought the hearing went well. We did have some folks who were opposed to it. We had some pretty effective witnesses for it who had considerable more experience than I have, other than just what I've read and what I've studied in preparing the legislation. But the education savings account proposal is much like a health savings account, if people are familiar with that. It would be funded, though, with tax credit. The whole purpose of education savings accounts, and they've been done in a number of states, probably two of the ones states where it's been particularly successful would be Florida and Arizona. Arizona has a really good model. That's the model that we tried to pattern the Missouri legislation after, was the Arizona model. The goal is to empower parents and children to make the best decision for each child's education. And the bill that I sponsored is confined in its applications. One of the comments that I received after the hearing from a lobbyist for the Catholic Conference was that he would like to see that not restricted. And I've heard that from other folks as well, that it really should apply to any student and any parent that wanted to tailor their child's education more to what they thought were their child's special needs. This one is designed to special needs students, and so it's very limited in its application. I think there's a little over 130,000 students in Missouri that might qualify if, in fact, that this was something the parents would be interested in. A lot of parents are not. The most applicable testimony was from a Goldwater Institute attorney who has had a lot of legal experience as well as practical experience in the education savings accounts. And he recounted an incident in Arizona where the parents were very happy with the individualized education program, the IEP, that had been devised for their child in public school. And they were really pleased with the services they were being given. But as life would have it, they were forced to move because the mother's husband's job transferred and they had to move to another community. And there they were not able to find the types of services that really their son needed. But it just so happens that Arizona does have education savings accounts. And so they were able to go find those services themselves. And using those education savings account dollars, they were able to then acquire the services that their son needed. And so that's what 609 would do in Missouri, is that it would allow parents to tailor the education if they have a special needs son or daughter. The way it's funded is with donations. So it doesn't come out of the foundation formula, if you please. It would be new dollars into education. And these would be dollars that would not even show up on, for example, our constitutional requirement that we spend at least 25% of our budget on education. These would be dollars that would be spent on education, but wouldn't even show up as a part of that 25%. So not only would they not go against the foundation formula, but they would also not even go against the constitutional requirements for education spending. So you would think that the education model, that I guess the institutions would be supportive of it, because it would also permit them to spend even more money per student in the classrooms. But there was a line of opposition testimony, beginning with Missouri NEA, school administrators, most of those who are part of the institution who see any kind of competition as being a threat to the state schools. It's always a little bit disappointing for me when we see that kind of opposition that sometimes can be helpful in terms of tailoring language and tailoring a bill so that it is more effective. But too often in situations like this, it's not really helpful to tailor it. It's more of just that we're against it and we don't care what you do, we're against it. And I'm afraid that's kind of the uphill battle that you fight with this kind of bill many times in the Senate or in the House. I guess I hope for the best, and we'll continue to try to answer what questions that the senators on the Education Committee may have. We'll continue to try to improve the bill if there are suggestions that we can get from some of the establishment so-called professional educators. Ultimately, I'm hoping that we can open that door for parents of special needs children so that they can be even more actively engaged in being sure that their child reaches their maximum potential as God has designed them.